Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav, Kuf, Tzadi Beis, the fifth chapter, Hakdama Lefeki Hashgacha. This is the introduction to the chapters that deal with divine providence. Kvar nisbeir befeker ishein shabitachin misyaches lehashgacha seberis boch al biru av. We've already explained in the first chapter that bitachin relates to Hashem's providence over his creatures, his involvement in their affairs. In the second chapter, we learned that Bitachon is that which makes Yisrael unique. It's what makes Yisrael treasured over all the nations. In this chapter, we're going to revise, to return to these two concepts. This time, we're doing it through a practical approach to building Bitachon. And in this way, by taking this practical approach, the words will speak more to the person, regardless of his level, regardless of where he is. Ba'ashe usham. The first paragraph: Bevirchosenu anu mezkirim shnei shemois shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In our brachos, we mention two names of Hakadosh Baruch Hu: Shem Havaya and Shem Elokim. B'Shem Havaya niye kol hoyve uvo yivorech hadashos b'shinui chukei hateva v'nesen chayus lechol. So the first name brings existence. It is the name through which Kadosh Baruch Hu brings about new things, changes the laws of nature, and just gives life to everything. He is sat in the Ramban in Parshas Va'era at the beginning, and the Gaon Mivilna in Avnei Eliyahu on Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokim Moreh al Hashgacha. Elokim is a name that connotes guidance, involvement, divine providence. That's what the Gaon says over there in Avnei Eliyahu. אנחנו פונים אל השם יזברך ואומרנו השם אלוהינו, אלוהים שלנו. In the brachos, we turn to Hakadosh Baruch Hu using the combination Hashem Elokeinu, our God. אנו סומכים בזה על הבטחת הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו עליו השלום בביס המילה. So we rely on the assurance made to Avraham Avinu and ביס מילה. והקימו יסיעס ברסי ביני וביניך ובין זרעך אחריך. Hashem says, I will uphold the covenant between me and you, and between your progeny and myself, l'dayrisam l'vris elam l'hiyois lecha l'ilokim ulzarachareha, to be your God and to your progeny, to be elokim, meaning, again, in the sense of hashgacha. Furthermore, v'nasati lecha ulzarachareha es eretz megurecha es kol eretz kenaan l'achuzas elam. I will give you and your progeny eretz kenaan v'hayis elam l'ilokim. In parashas lech lecha. גם בפרשת ציציס נאמר, אני השם אלוהיכם, אשר יצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, עתוק יעלו מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוקים, אני השם אלוהיכם. Once again, over and over, this idea that הקדוש ברוך הוא is the אלוהיכם of כלל ישראל. הכלל ישראל חי בכל הדורות, במדור מיוחד של השגחת השם יזבורך. כלל ישראל, throughout the generations, has lived in a particular, literally a compartment, a particular level, category, of providence. Hu yisborach manigas haklal Yisrael kvi she'enu manhig shum umam ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides klal Yisrael like no other nation in the more intense, more direct, more immediate fashion. Umyached shmo yisborach alav likra Elokei Yisrael. And furthermore, designates his name upon klal Yisrael so that we say Elokei Yisrael. Ve'yichud ze perushu netzach. This idea that Hashem allows himself to be called Elokei Yisrael means eternity. HaKlal Yisrael hu uma nitzchis. Klal Yisrael is an eternal nation. Vo Yisbarach shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad. He guards his nation forever. Madoir ze shel hashgacha pratis mechayev hanhaga shiyumei Yisrael inam yichol milavin. So this special category of hashgacha, of course, comes with strings attached. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and it's more intense and direct, it means that he will conduct the affairs of the nation in a way that is unique. Alea Omar Amois, the Navi Amois in Perek Gimel says, Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpachos ha'adama. Only you I know from all the families of the earth. Only you are close to me. Al kei nefkoid alechem eskol avayne yisechem. And therefore I will visit upon you all your sins. There's a responsibility that goes with this category of hashgacha. לכן, therefore, כל הידרדרוס הכלל והפרט מישראל, any regression on the part of the nation or the individual, גורר אחריו מיד עונשים. Immediately brings in its wake negative consequences. האבן עזרא כותב על פסוק זה, there in Amois, he writes, והנכון, the correct explanation is, כדרך בקרויבי Ekadesh. Like Moses told to Aaron that Hashem would sanctify himself through the Krovim, through Nadav and Avihu. Bikroivai Ekadesh. I become sanctified through those who are closest to me. Vekacha derech ha-melachim. The Ebenezer continues, that's the way of kings. Lichois al avdehim ha-imdim lifneim. They are more angry when there are failures in their immediate circle. Because those in the immediate circle know the king's ways more so than those outside, those in the rural areas, and therefore they have a greater responsibility. We want to elaborate on this. We've already spoken about it briefly over there. The Gemara in Sittat of Tes. Omar Rav Hamnuna, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu nifa min ha'adam ad shetismale se'asai. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not exact punishment until the person's measure is filled. Shneimar bimleis sefeikoy yetzer loy. V'chenemar bivris ben vesarim. We have a similar concept of milui se'av, filling the measure in bivris ben vesarim. V'doir revi'i yeshuvu hen, Hashem says to Avraham. The fourth generation will return here. Ki loy shaleim avoin ha'imori ad hena. Because until that time, the iniquity of the Amorites will not be filled. The measure won't be filled. And Rashi says, "Kiloi shalem avoin ha'emori lihiyois mishleach me'atzad eis zman." The measure of sin will not be filled, and therefore they will not get to the stage where they need to be driven out of the land until that point. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifa me'uma ad she'tismale se'asa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish a nation until it fills its measure of sin. She'nemar, quotes the pasuk, "Se'a b'shalecha terivena in lech lecha." What does it mean to fill the measure? What measure is this that we're talking about? Hasforno Parashas Yisroi explains it. On the words Poked Avoin Avois, he visits the iniquity of the forefathers. Sometimes gives a long time, his Ma'arich Apaim, towards the Resha'im. I wait for them to fill the measure. The fourth generation, if those are the important words. When the generation reaches a situation where they acquire a certain habit without any hope of turning back, They adopt certain modes of behavior where it becomes second nature. Kinyan, and the Sfono continues, Kinyan ki lo shalem avonei mori adena. The same concept, the Emirates had not fulfilled their measure. The author now explains, this emeres, im chet mishtaresh bu'uma b'meshach kamadores. If a certain chet becomes rooted in a certain nation over a few generations, ad shiniye teva u'mahus b'mazot, to the point where it becomes nature, it becomes the essence of this nation, there's no longer any hope that it'll be stimulated to tshuva. Ki al mahus v'teva einu osim tshuva. People, both as individuals and as nations, don't do tshuva for something which is the nature and essence. So when there's no more hope that they'll do tshuva, zeu milui ase'ah. That's called filling the measure. V'az mischayev hayachid oy ha'am kilaya. Then the individual or the nation suffers destruction. In Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the situation to occur where the chet becomes rooted. That's how the Jewish is structured, beginning with Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of Teshuvah. We have this 40-day period throughout Elul until Yom Kippur for Teshuvah, or Misvadeh Alav Oineisav, or Mischanin Vetzam, we have a whole process of Teshuvah, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soleach U'mechaper. V'Avoineis U'Peshaim Sh'al Yom HaKippurim Lo Yispik L'chaper Alim. Those iniquities and transgressions that Yom HaKippurim is not sufficient to atone for, Mismarikim B'Yisroim Shanim. So they become cleansed through various experiences, Hen B'Kelal, Hen B'Pat. This applies both to the nation and to the individual. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesen l'chet l'yishtaresh b'chlal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not allowing chet to become rooted in Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of it. There's a constant process of cleansing so that we don't get to this idea of a chet becoming second nature to us. Chazal amru al ha'pasuk anal be'amois. Chazal commented that pasuk in Amois Perigimel, Mashal lema adavar doime, comparison, illustration. Le adam sheneishe bishne bne adam, a creditor who has two debtors, two people who owe him money. Echad oyhavoy vechad sineoy. One of them is close to him, one of them is not. Oyhavoy nifram menu me'at me'at. So the creditor collects his debt from the person who's close to him, slowly, bit by bit, he gives him what we would call easy terms to repay the debt. So sineoy nifram menu bevasachas. Whereas the other person, he just collects it all at once. Rashi explains, Ken Yisrael nifram en HaKadosh Baruch Hu eskol avoynesen bo'ilam hazeh. Bit by bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes account of the avoynes of Israel in olam hazeh, kedei sheizku liyom hadin. Ve'umo Yisraelam eino nifram en klal kedei lotorda min olam haba. He doesn't take from them in order to just remove them from olam haba. Ufkida mashma me'at me'at. When it says, Yepoiked, al ken efkoid alechem, Amos says, I will visit upon you, it's translated, your sins. Rashi explains, Upkida mashma me'at me'at, slowly, gradually, bit by bit. Ke'adam she'poiked es chavero lifakim, like the expression that a person visits his fellow, once in a while, casually, once in a while. This is in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalid. Hein, me'oy havoy, hanima klal Yisrael, from the one he loves, from klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra me'at me'at, slowly, bit by bit. Ve'gam ha'me'at hazeh harbe pamim me'koyev me'oy, this little bit is very often very painful. U'gzeroyz v'gerushim klulim boy, this me'at me'at includes all sorts of terrible decrees and exiles, and all sorts of horrible things. Aval ha'klal Yisrael chav v'kayam, it does not become a permanent feature of the nation, the chayit, and therefore klal Yisrael endures. Hamaamin memashesh bayadayim es ashgacha peratis amanigas klal Yisrael. The ma'amin can feel with his hands this divine providence that guides klal Yisrael. Ve'akirva shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu klal Yisrael, the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the nation, murgeshes be'ester panim shel galus kmoi beharas panim bizman shebez migdash kayam. It can be felt through the period of Ester Panim, of the Galus, like the period of He'aras Panim, when Hashem shines His face upon us at the time of Beis HaMikdash. V'cha'ashe yeshna kirva kazeis be'am echad b'olam. When you have this closeness of one nation in the world, yecholim gam goyim lekabel shemetz mimene. Even the goyim can get some sort of idea, an inkling of it. V'anachnu bechol tefiloseinu ani nugashim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Atfilois, v'niyek ha'sheni b'shevel ha'madrega, no matter how low we are, v'amusei chato'im v'avoynois, no matter how burdened with transgressions and mistakes. Ha'loi ha'kirva elav Yisrael, hi me'etzem ma'usei shel klal Yisrael, because closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of the essence of klal Yisrael. V'etzem he'yosein yudim, the very fact that we are Jews, no'yisein lanu esa oimetz li'ispalel elav b'chol matzav shiyeh, gives us the courage to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what the circumstances. Yesh al ze shir b'Yiddish, there's a song about this in Yiddish, Vos mir zeinen zeinen mir, ober yiden bleiben mir. One remains a Jew, always, no matter what the circumstances, one remains a Jew. Ve'ata zechon azeh sishi tamid chacham, remember this, the reader. Im tiskashe pam lechavim b'svilascha, if you find it difficult to have kavanah in tefillah, o yitiye tameh, eich tagei pam levitachol shepizgas amadagoy. So, you wonder, how am I ever going to reach Bitachoyim, which is the peak of Madrigois? As a ta'ale b'machshav techa, what should bring into your mind is, ki Yehudi ata, you're a Jew, ul'am ha'kadosh ata shayach, you're part of the holy nation, uven b'risei shel Elokim chayim ata, you have a covenant with Elokim chayim, v'hu karev elecha yosem minishpas ruach ha'pecha, k'shon Rabbeinu b'chayim b'chayim. He is closer to you than your very own breath, as Rabbeinu b'chayim puts it. If you focus on this in your thought, these ideas of being a Jew, it will be much easier to daven and to believe in your ability to reach bitachon. Within Klal Yisrael, Hashem's closeness is so great and so natural. Things that appear to be, seem to be so difficult and so distant, are so simple and close. Tzahali v'reini yoshevez tzion ki gadol bekirbeich kedosh Yisrael. Yeshayahu puts it this way in Pasuk, in Perek Yud Beis, that Klal Yisrael should rejoice and sing ki gadol bekirbeich kedosh Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great within you. The second paragraph, Hakdamashni, a second introduction to Pirkei Hashgacha. One who wants to be close to this providence, to live with it, to discern it, to sense it. He has to be a discreet person. Because Hashgacha itself, the way that Hashem interacts with the world, is discreet. Kadosh Baruch Hu nikra uman mutzna. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called in the Midrash Rabbah in Perek Aleph, he's called a discreet craftsman. Ne'ayin b'ze b'sefer chinuch b'mitzav kuf lamed beis liyos eish al mizbech b'cholim tomid. That mitzvah 132 is the mitzvah that there should be fire upon the mizbech. Shenema eish tomid tukad al mizbech lo yisichbe. The pasuk says there must be a constant fire on the altar. Uva perush shel tomid. What does it mean tomid? Klomar lehasim eitzim b'bokir uven arbaim. Tomid here in this context means to place wood on the altar in the morning and the afternoon. ובביאור אמרו זל, this is the chinuch continuing, חזל explained, אף על פי שאיש יורד מן השמיים, מצווה להביא מן הידיעות. Even though fire descends from heaven, it's a mitzvah to bring the wood and burn it through the kohanim. And he continues, משושי המצווה, הקדמה, an introduction. ידוע הדבר בינינו וצל כל חכם. It is well known among us. כי ניסים גדולים אשר יעשה הועל לבני אדם מטובו הגדול. When הקדוש ברוך הוא performs even the greatest miracles, he always camouflages the nisim. So that to some extent, it seems as if it's a natural phenomenon, or at least close. Even in that epitome of a neis, the splitting of the sea, Shai Nesmufu Sam, it is an open and revealed miracle. Even there, Kasuv Sham Vayelech Hashem Esayim Beruch Kadim Azak Kol HaLayla. There was this powerful eastern wind throughout the night. Vayosem Esayim Lech Arva Vayibakoo HaMayim. Vamaskirim Yavinu Ki Inyan Seser Zeh Lema'ala Sadon Veshiflus HaMekabel. The Chinuch explains that the idea of this hiding of miracles is because of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now back to our context. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us, the Kohanim, to light the fire upon the altar. Even though there's a divine fire that descends upon the altar, to hide it. And then he says, "Lefi Adomai," it seems to me, this fire that came down upon the Mizbeach, it wasn't visible, at least not to ordinary people. They couldn't see this fire coming down. For the reason we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides these miracles, with three exceptions. Chutz miyom shmini shel miluim, the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, where the Torah says explicitly, the fire came down, all the nations saw it, vayaroinu, v'shel Gid'oin, another case with the Gid'oin in Shiftim, where the fire came down, u'manoyach, Manoach and his wife, when the Malach announces that they'll have a child, and they bring a korban on the rock, there she'asal yireis. Says the author, Hadverim mafliim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruach kadim aza kedei levkoa yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings this powerful eastern wind in order to split the sea. V'gam kasav zos b'Torah. It's written in the Torah, there was this powerful eastern wind. U'mi pesi yuchal lachshev shedei ruach aza zeis yamdu amam mishnei hatzedeim kmo chomas avanim. Which fool could think that through this wind, the water would arrange itself into two walls, and according to some Rishonim, with a beautiful arch over them. But the idea is just to hide the miracle a bit. Hu asher umanu, it's the idea that we started with this paragraph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uman mutzna, he is discreet. V'afilu nisim giluyim u'mechaseh, he tries to cover even open miracles. Similarly, be'asuch shemin shel Elisha, when Elisha is trying to help this impoverished widow, and she tells him that all she has is a little container of oil, he says to uvas v'sogat hadelet ba'adecho ad bonayich, close the door. Make sure it's all done in private. V'yotzakt al kol hakelim. So then fill it from this little container. You'll fill another vessel, v'amalet asin, and then the full ones take out. Rashi says, why does he have to say explicitly, close the door? Kvoid hanesu lavoi be'etzne'a. It's a kvoid of the nes, to be done discreetly, privately, in Melachim Beis Perek Daled. V'ine im hanes atzmoi ba be'etzne'a. If the nes itself is coming in a discreet fashion, then the recipient of the nes also has to be tzenua. That's true for an open miracle. All the more so in more hidden miracles. Somebody who is not discreet will not even notice. He will not be aware of the fact that an nes happened over here. Among the masses, there's a fairly superficial understanding of tzinius. The tzinius that we are speaking about here in this context, it's the path, the way of building an inner world within the individual. Chochma dwells with the tzinuim, those who are discreet. The Rabbeinu Yonah Kosav Hazeh, in his commentary there in Mishlei, V'atzeniyus gremes chochma liv alea. Tzeniyus causes the wisdom. Ki midas hachachamim, asher ba yachanu es hachachamim. That's the midav chachamim. Ki yishme'u v'yakshivu, ve'lo yis'avu lizgalos libam. The chachamim are people who do not wish to advertise everything. They don't need to spill everything and to expose everything. They're not people who are on the plane of Facebook and things like that. Everything must be known and everything must be told and related and open and transparent. It's exactly the opposite. This tzanua that we're speaking about is carrying an entire world, a rich inner world within himself. He has no business, no desire to reveal his inner world, unless it is for a very real need. Thereby the person adds a new dimension within himself. Ashir betoichen v'shamu l'atzmoy, rich in content and preserved for himself. V'zeu ilamoy shel ha'tamid chacham. That's the world of a tamid chacham. Hu asher amru b'sanhedrin tzaditei samud alef, chazal tel us everyday, shekol hanevi'im lo nisnabu ela ladveikim b'tamid chacham. All that you see in the Nevi'im about the ultimate rewards that will come is only for the level, at most, of somebody who is a dovek to a Talmid Chacham, somebody who cleaves to a Talmid Chacham and attaches himself. Aval Talmidei Chachamim Atzman, but the level of reward of the Talmid Chacham himself, Ein lo yira'asa Elokim zelasecha. Not even the Nevi'im could see that. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see that. V'chayadua ha'sacha megales ha'maus. The reward, what you're saying about the reward, reveals the essence. The reward corresponds to the essence. Mahusay shel ha'tamid chachami, ein lo yira'asa elokim zelasecha. The essence of ha'tamid chachami is nobody knows. He's private. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees his inner world. Ha'talmid chacham bana b'kirbo ilam tzenoi, builds within himself a discreet and private world. U'mizehu ba le'mabat pnimi v'derechem shmuyos. And from that, he has a deeper look, a more penetrating gaze, and a whole path of life of pnimiyos. Kesheyamar Shlomo Melech Alav Hashalom, Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei Yud Aleph, Ve'ez Tzenuim Chochma, that Chochma dwells with the Tzenuim. Bevadai Ha'isak Avanasa L'Chochma Penimis. What he was talking about is inner wisdom. L'Ro'is Adavarim Be'omkam, to be able to see through phenomena, deep. U'Listakel Mibad Atofes, to see through the phenomena, not the superficial. Rak B'Mabat Zeh Yechonim Avchin Zakei Hashgacha. It's only through this gaze that one can discern the paths of Hashgacha, that hide behind the actual immediate concrete phenomenon that happens to us on a day-to-day basis. The Supreme One dwells hidden, in the shadows. This is from Tehilim Tzadi Aleph. Ad Kan.